This is St. Louis Public Radio. A record number of women were elected to the U.S. House of Representatives on Tuesday. But despite a record of women candidates running for state legislature in Missouri, they didn't fare as well. St. Louis Public Radio's Abigail Sensky reports.
Over 100 women were on Missouri's ballot this year running for statewide offices and state legislature. But while the state voted to send its two congresswomen back to Washington, women candidates running for the legislature weren't elected in historic numbers. Of the 95 women running for state house, 46 won. Victories were largely determined by party lines and incumbency. Democrat Patrice Billings lost her race in a St. Charles County Senate district. But she says this election still changed things for women in Missouri politics.
I don't believe that we are going to be putting the genie back in the bottle anytime soon. I think people will maintain the momentum, especially women, and realize that the only way for us to get elected is to run.
The number of women in Missouri's General Assembly will fall just below the national average of women in state legislatures. Republican Mary Elizabeth Coleman, who won her race for a Jefferson County House district, says she hopes the record number of women who ran will normalize the idea of women running for office in Missouri, and she thinks that's already starting.
We were in the car, and one of the commercials for my campaign came on the radio, and my daughter said to all of my sons in the car, "That's our mom." So I think that maybe we're planting those seeds.
Beginning in January, women will occupy about 25% of Missouri's General Assembly, marking a nearly 2 percentage point increase from this year. I'm Abigail Sensky, St. Louis Public Radio.